I told my lovely friend Jean Kennedy that I would call you. I'm not sure whether she was going to tell you, whether I should, but I thought anyway I should. She came in with the thought that she said you and someone had suggested we might have a dinner here at the White House and bring in some movie producers and exhibitors and so forth to solicit some money for the center. And I told her that we had decided when we came in that we better not have any meetings of that kind. Kennedys could do it and get by with it, but if I touch something, why, it's pretty bad business, and that I would be glad to send a message to a dinner or to drop in on a dinner that they had here in Washington some other place. But I didn't want to start raising funds at the White House either for the Red Cross or United Fund or anything else, because one person that might be in the room could be having a truck permit somewhere or have something pending in Congress, and they say that he was buying his way in the White House.
Right.
So I wanted you to know that, and I want you to know that I've got all I need to do these days, and I don't ever get out much. But if something did develop where you had a dinner here where a good many people invited, I'd try to send a message to it, or at least drop in.
Right. Mr. President, as you know, Ed Wiseau and Arthur Krim and Lou Wasserman are the ones that originally talked to me of heading this thing up. And I said I'd be glad to do it. And what I did is I contacted the larger circuit of theaters that were prepared to do it. And then when I started contacting the smaller theaters, particularly all through the South, because it was called the Kennedy Cultural Center, they reacted against it, and I couldn't make any headway. And then Lou Wasserman and Arthur Krim said the election was coming along, and they felt it ought to be put off till afterwards. And Mary Lasker said, well, maybe these smaller exhibitors could be invited down to the White House, and maybe that's a way of getting them. And I said,
Mary's a lovely girl, but she'd have a Chautauqua here every hour if it were up to her. And we've got a rule. I never was at but one meeting. And it was in a fundraising thing here. We had, there's two meetings. We had one lunch, and we had one reception. And I was sick at my stomach at both of them, and I'm not a unduly sensitive person. But we had every person in the world in with special interest to raise funds for the Democratic Party at a luncheon the president gave and the attorney general. And next time, we had a man for the center. But we had all the whiskey people and all the beer people and all the Las Vegas. We had everything you could think of. And I thought that if any press man had been unfriendly, it would destroy us. And I have a good many that I know are unfriendly.
Yeah.
So I just think that it's a wonderful idea, and I think it would work under President Kennedy, but I don't think we could do it and get by with it. I think it would hurt him.
Yes. Well, I can understand your position. As a matter of fact, Ed Wiseau did tell me what your position was, and I just rested on that, and I said I couldn't disagree with you. And then Mary Lasker and Gene Kennedy had called me and asked me if I would be willing to do this if you invited the people or they could prevail on you, and I said that would be entirely fine if that were possible. I do think this, anything less than this, because of the antagonism of a great number of our southern exhibitors and whatnot towards the fact that it's called the Kennedy Cultural Center, they don't realize that it's something bigger than that, but nevertheless, I think they would resist it unless there was pretty strong pressure brought on them, and that's what I told Mary Lasker and Gene Kennedy when they called.
Well, I, you know how much I think of you, but I have tried to, and Mary and the rest of them, I have tried as religiously as I could to avoid bringing pressure of any kind on anyone since I was here, because I think you've got to realize that the office is more than just the individual, and My best friends I've got in the world, I could call up and ask them to do things a year ago, 2 years ago, that I wouldn't ask now.
Yes, I can well understand that, and I appreciate your position, and I feel for you. And as a matter of fact, under the circumstances myself, I feel that we ought to find some other way of raising the money than doing this and putting you in that position.
Thank you. One thing while I'm talking to you. We've got John Chancellor, and he's rather nice. I don't know Harry Reasonover, who's coming here with CBS. But your boy hadn't been here too much. He's been out with the campaign and other things. But he's very, very considerate and objective and fair and quite helpful to us without... And maintaining his independence is Bill Lawrence, and I'd like for Haggerty and you to know that. Haggerty has been very helpful, too, in offering to do anything he could at any time, and I have a genuine, deep admiration for him as a person because I dealt with him when he was here.
Yeah.
So you hear the bad things all the time, and people call you to raise hell.
Yeah.
So while I got you, I thought I ought to tell you that I appreciate very much his cooperating with us and helping us like he does, and he does to me nearly every day or so.
Right. I'm delighted to hear that. May I ask you something else?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going down to see Liz Carpenter tomorrow with Jim. We would like to do something since Lady Bird is interested in the cultural development from a beauty standpoint of the city of Washington. We wanted to try to do something where we would take the city of Washington during the different seasons and she would take the people through the various beautiful, starting in the cherry blossom time and then a later time in the summer and at the fall season, and show the beauty of the different parts of Washington in order to help stimulate the beautification of other cities in the United States, as well as create the active interest in Washington on the same basis that Mrs. Kennedy did for the interior of the White House. And we want to put on this type of a program in color, and I think it would be very stimulating and help her in establishing a leadership in this area. And Jim and I plan to come down to have lunch tomorrow with Liz Carpenter in this respect. How do you feel about that?
I would think anything you all worked out would be happy with me. I don't mess in her business. I'm kind of like Mr. Roosevelt. I let her do what she wants to, and she's interested in this field, and I'm very happy that she is, and anything you all worked out would please me. I have been almost shocked, just alarmed, at the amount of response that we had to our natural beauty message, and it has come from the taxi cab drivers' wives and the mothers of the boy in Vietnam says that she looks through the Capitol and sees what he's fighting for and what she wants me to do on the Potomac. And our mail has just been out of this world on it, so it has great interest. And I saw this morning, I've forgotten what network, it was one of them that showed Udall on the Potomac yesterday, and he's very young and very attractive and very photogenic and very good on television, and he was marching all the way to Mount Vernon from up here in the hills where it heads, and a very interesting program. So I think that if your technical people and your producers, your people who know audiences, they thought it was good and she was willing to do it, it would be fine. I think it would be a good thing for the country. I believe that in the next 2 years, we will do more than all other administrations put together in that field, because we've passed a conservation fund where we take these charges into the parks now, and we're going to take that money and pay it out, and then we're taking some of our highway money and putting on highways, and it's going to, the natural beauty theme is caught on, and nearly everybody is for it, so I would like it.
Well, we wanted to do this in color, do it as something that would be stimulating to the people of the country, and we wanted to assign some of our our very best people to this, and that's what we were coming down to do. I just wanted to get your feeling as to whether you felt it was all right.
Be fine. I'd like it. And if I'm free and just and not running over me, talk to Jack Valenti or Marvin Watson, maybe I get to say a word to you, you and Jim, while you're here.
Oh, fine. And if so, and I'll say hello to you tomorrow. I understand this other thing perfectly.
And I'm very fond of you, Leonard, and I want you to call on me anytime I can do anything. You've been a true good friend all through the years, and I'm particularly grateful to your people for their understanding and their consideration. And Jim Haggerty said he'd come in here and work a week if he needed to help clean up anything. He's given us good suggestions, and I'm going to call on him from time to time to tell us what's wrong. And he's all your people are very good, but particularly Lauren.
Fine.
Bye.
Delighted to get that information.
Bye.
Bye.